The steamy spa air smelled of mineral mud and pore cleanser, and the soothing notes of a classic Fieg harp sonata were wafting out of the sound system, not quite masking the gentle whirring and tinking of the Lava Land beauty artist installed in one corner of the room. Reclining on the droid's built-in comfort chair was a mud-masked, seaweed-wrapped mummy, whom Jason assumed to be Tenel Ka's grandmother, Ta'ah Chum. Her scalp was being kneaded by an undulating massage hood, while each of her eyelids was hidden beneath the translucent star of what looked like some small tentacled sea creature. There was even a beverage dispenser that automatically swung a draw nozzle out to her lips, since both hands were enveloped inside automatic manicure gloves. When Jason sensed no other living presences nearby, he entered the spa. Ta'ah Chum showed no sign of sensing his presence, and for a moment, he considered whether simply ending her life might not be the surest way to protect his daughter. Certainly, the old woman deserved it. She had been liquidating inconvenient people since before Jason and Tenel Ka were born, and currently, she was under house arrest for poisoning Tenel Ka's mother. At one time, Ta'ah Chum had even attempted to have Jason's own mother assassinated. Jason took his lightsaber off its belt hook, but did not activate the blade. "I see you're making the most of your house arrest, Ta'ah Chum." A hole appeared in the mud mask as Ta'ah Chum's mouth fell open. Then she pulled out of the massage hood and raised her head.
"Jason Solo,"
Ta'ah Chum said. "I'd ask how you sneaked into my private chambers, but that's what Jedi do, isn't it? Among other things." Noting that she had not taken her hands out of the manicure gloves, he said, "You can signal for help all you like. Your bodyguards won't be coming. But please don't attempt to point that holdout blaster at me. I promised Tenel Ka I wouldn't kill you, and I'll be very angry if you make me break my word." Ta'ah Chum's eyes faded to a paler shade of green, but she cracked her mud mask by forcing a superior smile.
"What a pity. When I saw you standing there with a lightsaber, I thought my granddaughter had finally grown a spine."
"Had Tenel Ka lacked courage, you would have died never knowing I was here," Jason said. "Instead, she's willing to risk keeping you alive for a public trial. Her security team will be arriving soon. I've made sure they won't need to kill anyone to reach you." The tension left Ta'ah Chum's shoulders.
"How very considerate of you."
A cunning light came to her eyes. Then she slowly removed her hand from the manicure glove and dropped a small holdout blaster to the floor.
"Would you mind telling me why?"
"You know why," Jason said. "You tried to kill her daughter."
"The Queen Mother has a child. You wouldn't happen to know who the father is, would you?"
"That would be me." Jason stepped around behind the beauty droid. "And I'm very determined to protect my daughter." Ta'ah Chum grew nervous.
"What are you doing?"
"I'd like some answers, and we don't have long before the security team arrives." Jason pushed the scalp hood aside, then plunged his fingers into Ta'ah Chum's red-dyed hair and began to massage her scalp.
"So we can do this the easy way."
He pressed his thumbs into the base of her skull, then sent a tiny charge of force energy shooting through her brain.
"Or we can do it the hard way."
Ta'ah Chum gasped in pain, then said,
"You're a Jedi. You can't do this."
"Sure I can," Jason said. "The Jedi learned some new tricks during the war with the Yuuzhan Vong. Or haven't you heard?"